I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Joining me is Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Today, we're headed to Whittier for some delicious Mexican food.
This place is called, for a reason I cannot figure out, Bazaar Capital. It's a big, sort of roomy, very coffee shoppy beer pub. They have a lot of different beers, The one that I was the happiest to see was Victoria, which is this just delicious sort of lager from Mexico City that you don't see that often.
And so when we get our beer, what are the first things we're going to order up the menu to go along with it?
Of course, you're going to start with the ceviche, and maybe you're going to get the aguachile, which is made with shrimp and fish in a very spicy sort of lime marinade served on fried tortillas. It's a Sinaloa sort of thing. You see it in town, like, not infrequently.
It's really light. It's a great way to start a meal.
And don't put ketchup on it.
No ketchup.
They have quesadillas, the Mexico City style ones that look like big fat turnovers. You can get one of those stuffed with, like, cheese or with mushrooms. But as always, I'm going to tell you to go with the huitlacoche, which is the
corn smut.
The jet black corn fungus that is so delicious, but it's probably better if you eat it blindfolded.
Yeah, not an attractive food.
The thing here that blew me away the last time was huitzontles, which is a usually unloved vegetable. Have you ever had huitzontle?
Yes. I'm trying to remember where I had it, but you know, we haven't talked about huitzontle for a really long time.
It is a member of the quinoa family. It looks almost exactly like quinoa growing. And if you don't know what quinoa growing is like, it looks like maybe broccoli that has been given shock treatment.
I just got like the best visual image.
There's something so verdant looking about it that's almost frightening. And taking it home and trying to cook it the way that I cook all, you know, greens, which is to, you know, you blanch them, you shock them in cold water, and then you saute them with, you know, salt, garlic, and good olive oil. And they're the most god-awful vegetable in the world done that way.
So what is the appropriate way to prepare huitzontles?
Apparently, the appropriate way to prepare huitzontles is to dip it in the same sort of egg batter that you would dip chile rellenos in and fry it. It's like a bitter sweetness that's no more off-putting than kale. And it wouldn't be often that we recommend dessert in Mexican restaurants, but I guess as long as we're going with the Lenten theme in these post-Lenten times with the huitzontle, we might as well get a caprotada, and they do one of the best versions in town.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold about Bazaar Capital on Philadelphia Street in Whittier. Get a text message with the restaurant's address and Jonathan's favorite dishes by simply texting the words good food to the number 69866. That's good food to the number 69866. And don't forget that you can always see Jonathan's restaurant suggestions on our Good Food restaurant map. It's really fun to go on there and click on all his choices. Remember that the restaurant map is on the Good Food blog.